You have brought some spring atmosphere with you, some excitement, some inspiration. I want to also welcome the devotees and friends who are with us on the internet. I want to thank Ananda Vardhan for his very, let us say, consistent service of providing this window, this Gora window in the online, in the virtual world. I should just say for those of you who are our first time with us, that I regret that I speak in the English language. It's not my mother tongue, as you will hear. But because this goes to many devotees in non-German speaking countries, I have decided to try to speak in English. One word about the evening. We have renamed it into Gora Meditation. It was previously Gora Lila, where we would talk much about different pastimes of this most recent avatar of Krishna. But we decided to change the format a little bit and add a meditation to it, and to, because really, as becomes very obvious to me more and more, spiritual realization has to either happen in the heart or it will not happen. Either you have a realization in that inner space, or you will not have any real spiritual realization in your spiritual life. Did you know that there is only one rule in Krishna consciousness, or one rule in any spiritual practice? It is to become absorbed. To change the material absorption into absorption in a spiritual life is the whole goal. It says so nicely in the Padma Purana, to always think of Krishna and to never forget Krishna is what it's all about. All the other rules, all the other regulations, are servants of this principle alone. Spiritual life is not about changing a religious culture and saying Hari Bol instead of hello. Spiritual life is not about, is this in the temple or is it in a mosque or is it... The whole point is to always be in that sacred space where you can remember or meditate about Krishna, and where you don't lose this, where you don't forget him. So therefore, trying to assist you to go a step deeper than just listening and singing, we have added a little bit the idea of smaranam, or remembrance, meditation, and therefore change the format of this program a little. We are together on this journey. It's a journey which is already, I think, 13 years old. I always forget, but Kalakanta knows the exact number of years. Something like this, 13 years. And Kalakanta has organized, or been there from the very beginning, I remember, in the Fasanstraße, and she organizes it. So if you have questions about when things, when the next Gora Lila takes place and so on, or you would like to be informed, then you please contact her. She's there in the green, all in green, like the spring, and will be able to put you on the mailing list so that you are informed. Good. So let us start immediately. Namo Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale. You can join me if you know. Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamini. Namaste Saraswati Deve.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Do you remember how the mother of the universe, Mother Sachi, fell unconscious on the ground when she heard that her beloved son, Nimai, who would become later known as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, left Navadvip? This reminded everyone of Krishna leaving his most beloved devotees in Vrindavan to go to Mathura. The cows cried at that time, oceans of tears. The cowherd boys cried. The trees cried. The rocks even cried. In fact, there was a channel, a river of tears from the house of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, the parents of Krishna, down into the Jamuna. In the same way as the devotees at Krishna's time cried tears of separation and met Krishna in this exalted feelings. In much the same way, the devotees in Navadvip learned to cry, and through these tears of separation, they again were together with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Do you remember later how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had crossed the Ganga and went to Kotwa, where he asked the Baba Madhu, not the Baba, he was not Madhu at that time, Baba so-and-so, needs haircutter, to shave his hair, because he would take on the renounced order of life, he would become a wandering monk, he would not eat delicious food any longer, and most of all, he would not see his beloved wife Vishnupriya any longer, and even more, he would not be able to return to his home and see Mother Sachi. Do you remember that pathetic scene? Do you remember how the haircutter, the barber, cried tears and later gave up the profession of cutting hair? Some of you would not find his services any longer. If you would go, his shop was closed and he became a sweet merchant. That's why he was called Madhu, the sweet man. After taking the sacred order of sannyas in Katwa, Mother Sachi was informed about everything in Nadia, and she had heard that Lord Chaitanya had asked her one last thing. Through his devotee messengers, he had asked her, "Mother, where should I stay?" And Mother Sachi had answered, "Let my Nimai live at Jagannath Puri." Jagannath Puri and Navadvip are like two rooms in the same house. In this way, because my son will be so close, I will get regular news about his well-being, and in this way continue to live. When Mother Sachi had said this, she became very grave, like a mountain. And the devotees were thunderstruck and told the news to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu moved next to Advaitacharya's house in Shantipur. There he conversed with Advaita. He met some of his devotees from Navadvip who had come there for visit. And he met one more time, one last time, Mother Sachi. He came to his mother and said, "I'm sorry, Mother, that I hurt you so much. I am a little young, and young people sometimes make hasty decisions which are not thought over so much. If you wish me to come home to Navadvip, I will do so." Mother Sachi had thought her answer would decide the way the Bhakta world or the Bhakti world would develop. And she finally said, "You have taken sannyas. If you go home again, people will laugh about you. And also you have said to me, whenever I would think of you, you would be present at that time." Great personalities, my dear devotees, and the Lord Himself are present when you think of them. When Shankaracharya, a young, brilliant scholar, he was only, I think, 6 years of age, when he left his home to take sannyas and renounce the world, his mother had also cried, and Shankaracharya, feeling the attachment of love, had to do something. How can any sincere spiritual person say no to love, to Shri Krishna? Interesting thought, isn't it? How can Mahaprabhu, Shankaracharya, say, "Mother, I don't care for you, I only care for me"? They make arrangements. So Shankaracharya had said, "Mother, whenever you think of me, I will come to you." So when this saintly Brahmani lady went into her last moments, at the moment when she was, you know, dying, she thought, "This is such a test. I need my exalted son Shankara at my side to help me at this moment." And she thought of him, Shankara, Shankara, Shankara. At that time, by his mystic abilities, after all, he is an incarnation of Lord Shiva, Shankaracharya appeared at the deathbed of his mother. The mother said, "Wow, it worked. How did you know to come now to me?" And Shankara, great renunciant, he had opened many ashrams, many temples. He had propounded Vedanta all over India, had become victorious. Shankara said, "Listen to this. Mother, when you thought of me, I felt the taste of the milk with which you have nourished me to life in my mouth. And I knew my mother is calling. So I came." It's a very moving story. You can read it in the das große, the big book of Mantra Praxis, which Gadatha and myself have published. It's a very moving story about not saying no to love. Amongst devotees, there should be similar loving relationships, affectionate relationships, and we should be present in these relationships, even if we are hermits and a little bit on our own. We should not be absent in devotional relationships. Great personalities and great devotees, when you think of them, they will be present with you in some way or another. You will feel either their personal presence, or you feel how all of a sudden answers which you possibly could not find in your own life appear in your mind. And you feel solace and even strength to move over the obstacles in your path. I know one of you who sits even here in this group, who has found great strength in her spiritual life just by one visit of a devotee at her house. So this contact with devotees, either in physical space or by thinking of them, gives us great strength to overcome our obstacles which are there on our own spiritual path. But first you have to say yes to affection and not no to affection. So let us continue here. When Mahaprabhu heard his mother's decision, "You should stay in Puri, that I hear regularly about you," Chaitanya Mahaprabhu paid his humble obeisances to the feet of his mother. Although, by tradition, a sannyasi is not supposed to do that. All the devotees who looked at this scene, the Lord, the founder of the bhakti movement, of the chanting of the holy name, paying his obeisances to the mother, they were overflowing with tears. Please listen to this wonderful verse. "I pray that the splendid moonlight of Lord Chaitanya Chanda may shine in our hearts. The moonlight of Lord Gaura Chandra uproots all the darkness in our hearts. It brings us limitless bliss from the ocean of ecstatic love. It brings coolness to the entire universe and frees us from the threefold miseries. May this splendid moonlight of Lord Chaitanya shine in our hearts. When we hear verses like this and find the peace to close our thoughts, then Lord Chaitanya may appear in our restless hearts and spread his light of blessings to all of us. I would now like to request all of you to take your song sheet. We will sing a beautiful song which is all about that, inviting Lord Chaitanya in our heart. It says, in sleep there is Gora, in dreams there is Gora. Gora is the star of my eyes. In life there is Gora, in death there is Gora. Gora is my most precious necklace. I will keep Goranga inside my heart. I will sit in a secluded place, even in Berlin. Sorry, this is new here. I will keep it in my heart according to my heart's desire. And I will keep my eyes fixed on his moon-like form. নিরালে বসিয়া
Oh,
But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left also Shantipur because he was on his journey to Jagannath Puri. In the following, or the rest of our evening together, I would like to highlight a few incidences which happened on the way to Jagannath Puri. And I have chosen incidents which show you a little bit more about what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is all about. There is one point. He is very affectionate to his devotees. When he was at the house of Advaitacharya, you can see from the deity here, Advaitacharya was an elderly man. The white beard shows that he was probably above 70 years of age. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this great, great devotees of him, and quickly, without a moment hesitation, set on the road to Puri, Advaita Acharya couldn't believe. He was so attracted that he felt his life was leaving him. And what do you do when your life leaves? You follow the life. So he tried to move behind him. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu moved, it says, like a lion. He sometimes raced down the road like a lion in attack. I once saw this in Africa when a lion and his partner, hunting partner, attacked me. I was in a car, don't worry. When they run, it really looks like something. It looks like a volcano moving towards the explosion. You know, it's really far out. So Mahaprabhu, that's how his biography describes his running. He raced the road down like a charging lion. Like, charging means to attack. At other times, he all of a sudden stopped and he began to stagger, to tumble, intoxicated with love. He was totally overwhelmed with Krishna prema and at times chanted very loud, "Hari Hari!
Hari Hari!"
Much louder, but the idea is there. So Advaitacharya had trouble to follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and finally, out of breath, he caught up with him, and there was a beautiful exchange which tells you the heart of Gaura. His face was covered with perspiration, and he said, "It burns my heart to watch you moving now to a foreign country. I'm revealing my heart to you. I hope you will respond. In separation from you, all your eternal associates just sit on the ground and cry piteously." At that time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said something which I feel is so important for us. He said, "Listen, because of your love for me, I will never leave you. You should understand that I always take your love along with me wherever you go." And to show that he meant what he said, he took his small cloth and he made a knot like this. And he said, "Just like I'm taking this knot now with me, I'm taking your love always with me. I cannot forget it. Now in our culture we sometimes make a knot. We don't want to forget something. At least we did this in our generation. I think now you make a note in your mobile telephone. But Mahaprabhu just took his cloth and made a knot. I've once heard when Srila Prabhupada was in his last moments, you know, with us, he said, I had a dream. In my dream, I saw a boat crossing the ocean. And on this boat were all the chanters of the holy name. That was my dream. I think what Prabhupada, what came in his dream was a verse from the Adi Purana, Christopher, where Krishna says he keeps a list in his heart of all the names of those who chant his holy name. Prabhupada expressed they are all on a boat. And Lord Chaitanya made a knot. I'm keeping you. I hope that Lord Chaitanya has a knot also for me. You may say, well, you can only make so many knots. Not if you're God. God can make unlimited knots for his unlimited devotees to keep their love with them and in this way always be with them. Along the way, this may be of interest, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu walked to Puri, there were only four persons with him. And all these four people had renounced their homes. Do you know names of them? Who was there? I think Jayananda, you know? Maybe in the heart of the Lord. Yeah. Nityananda was there. Gadadha Pandit. Jagadananda Pandit, who would sometimes quarrel with the Lord in love. And Mukunda Datta, the great singer. He would sing and Mahaprabhu would dance. He was a great singer. So there was one scene which I feel is very important and I want to say it. At that time, Bengal was in a huge trouble. The invaders, the foreign invaders, tried to get control over the country, and they did this in very cruel ways. Wherever there was the smallest sign of not following the religion of the foreign invaders, these people would have punishments you can't imagine. Their favorite was to take people, take away their undergarments, their cloth, and take them with that, you know, the exit, which we all have, where the on a stake, and then just pull them down. It takes 3 days of internal bleeding and the utmost pain to die like this. It's a very cruel way. In this way, Mahaprabhu and his followers could only travel with great difficulty in the night time. So this particular occasion, they had somehow, by some arrangements, convinced a boatman to take them through the riverside, and they saw always on the side soldiers, you know, on the banks of the river, behind the trees, soldiers patrolling the roads with burning torchlights to see if there was any suspicious movement in the night. So the boatman had said, "I take you, but I'm risking my life. You have to be absolutely silent. No singing, please." So they were moving on the road, on the boat, and the boatman moved the boat forward. All of a sudden, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started to chant, "Hari, Hari!" in great ecstasy. He started to dance so much that the boat would rock and do kirtan. The boatman said, but Mahaprabhu continued, like the Berlin devotees who also sing on the Mauer Park Berg. Even though their melodies may not always be the most experts, but they continue to sing with great enthusiasm, following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's example. And they, then even Murari Gupta, the great singer Murari Datta, said, Mahaprabhu would continue and he would shout, "Sing, sing the names of Hari." And when he saw no one sing, he said, "My dear devotees, those who sing the names of the Lord with loving ecstasy, the Lord will be there with his Sudarshan Chakra and protect them always." Sudarshan Chakra? Even all the atom bombs in the world could not stand up against the Sudarshan Chakra. It's the ultimate weapon. Ultimate because there is simply no force, no energy in the world which can stand up to its irresistible power. Irresistible power. What could the devotees do? They continued chanting. And somehow, there was no need for the Sudarshan Chakra, but maybe the Lord closed the ears of the guards so that they didn't hear anything. I have seen this many times in my life, that somehow the Lord closes ears, makes people look the other way when there is something transcendental, which is maybe too transcendental for them to understand and see. So we will end. There is one highlight of this evening, which is his visit to Rimuna. Who of you have ever visited Rimuna? The temple of Rimuna. You have been there? Rimuna Devi. That's also very nice. That's a devotee. Rimuna is a place. It's where a wonderful deity of Lord Krishna is worshipped. This deity comes from the time of Lord Ramachandra. Once Sita and Ram were in the forest, when all of a sudden Ram started to smile. Sita asked, "My Lord, why are you smiling?" And Ram said, "I will show you after some days, but you cannot disturb me." So for some days, Ram went always into some very lonely place in the temple, and he came after a few hours back from this lonely place, dancing in ecstasy. Siddha was thinking, what, why is he's not only smiling one time, he's all the time so ecstatic. Oops. So then after a few days, Lord Ram said, come, my beloved Sita. And he brought Sita to a place in the temple where there was a deity carved from black granite. Ram had taken an arrow and worked on the granite to sculpture the beautiful form of Gopinath. And he said, Sita, I am smiling because I will appear in the future as a cowherd boy who plays the flute and who dances. And my name will be Krishna. I will be with oceans of white cows, and I cannot expect it. And said Sita, will I be there? Yes. And your name will be? You know everything. Yes. So this is a very beautiful deity. It comes from millions of years back. Mahaprabhu visited this, and I want to say to you, your life will, something will be lacking in your life. Something will be missing unless you visit that deity. Because, for two reasons, the deity is very beautiful, the atmosphere is extremely devotional there. I saw when I first visited a cat coming into the temple, and just behind it, a little mouse. The cat looked around to the mouse, and the mouse looked to the cat, and the cat seemed to say, it's okay, I'm not your enemy. And the mouse said to the cat, here I'm not afraid of you, because it's the spiritual world. I saw that with these very eyes from North Germany. I saw. So it's really the spiritual world, and at the evening they serve you a beautiful meal. It's just one pot from the most beautiful and sweet milk product, milk sweet, it's kheer, made from the cows which are Gopinath's cows. It's very, very tasty. There was Srishti Kata was there, Madhavananda was there, I was there, Madhvamuni and Kishori were there. That's all. And we all drank an ocean of this milk. And I thought, now I will have diarrhea for 50,000 years. But only spiritual reactions were there. No material reactions. It was really nice. So when Mahaprabhu visited that temple, the moment he paid his obeisances, the flower crown which Gopinath had on his head fell down from his head and on the head of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was shaved, like, fully shaved, not like me, like Krishna, and the flower crown on it looked very beautiful. Very decorative, very nice. And let me see. There, on that night, something very special happened. But because I have seen on the wristwatch, it is a little late and we have not come to the main item, I will tell this particular what happened there and what will make your hair stand on end in ecstasy. That I will tell you on the next Gora meditation evening, which will take place in London, not here. but there will be, everything is now on the internet. I want to end this Gaura Lila with a beautiful meditation about the Lord. I request you to get now ready to the for this meditation. We will, oh yes, thank you very much. We will have a little, maybe you want to just move your body a little bit. Can you do Badahari's melody the whole time? Mm. Yes. Are you ready? Hendrik, ready? Good. Muniraj, ready? And in the internet, maybe you want to stop for a moment cutting the vegetables or doing everything else and participate in the meditation. It will be very good for you. I would like to start the meditation just by chanting together the name of Ram. Ram is there in the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and because we heard him, we heard how he made with his own hands in great ecstasy the form of Chaitanya, of who? Gopinath. Let us just get a little, sit tall. Maybe you want to roll your shoulders a little back to open your chest and relax. Put your hands in an open position on the knees. Exhale deeply. Get all the air out and exhale a little longer and then breathe in. Yes, one more time. Deep exhale. And more. And breathe in. Two more times. One more time. Notice how on an inhale your belly and chest rise a little, and how on an exhale your chest and your belly sinks in a little. Do this on your own for a few times. Deep inhale and exhale. howl. Bring your attention to this region of your heart, the heart space. See inside a golden color, usually the moon looks silvery, but in your meditation it looks golden, a golden moon. Gaura Chandra. When you inhale, the rays are expanding. And whenever you exhale, the light returns to that mysterious golden moon. Do this a few times. Now in your heart, see Lord Chaitanya's golden body. See the golden complexion emanating from his limbs. And see the knot of love which he had tied for Advaita Acharya. Symbolizes the love which he has for all of his devotees. See his beautiful feet as they touch the ground. See him running, racing down the path like a lion. And then see him walking slowly all of a sudden, tumbling, staggering, intoxicated by love. Now see him raising his two golden arms. See him trembling as he dances and loudly calls out, Hari Hari. See him overcome with ecstatic bliss, laughing and dancing joyfully. His eyes are like two ponds with lotuses, and they swim or brim or swell over with the water of his tears. Tears of love. Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One more time, please.
In the next Gaura meditation, we will continue to accompany Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on his journey to Jagannath Puri. We will visit a few very deep places where amazing pastimes took place, and we will maybe the next or the next to the next, we will arrive in Jagannath Puri and then accompany Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through his days in Puri. It is, will be very, very ecstatic. Sometimes devotees asked, well, why did Lord Chaitanya leave Navadvipa and all these devotees? Why this tremendous, tremendous, how do you say, tragedy? First of all, the road of tears is the only road which brings us to God, ecstatic tears. But there is an external reason and an internal reason for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. For him personally. Externally, he took sannyas to be free to wander around and preach pure devotional service, distribute Krishna prema to the conditioned souls. And internally, Chaitanya an eternal reason was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas to experience Radha's unique prema and also to increase the love of his devotees. Absence made it's love grow fonder, we say, but this is something much more profound. I thank you very much for participating in this Gora meditation evening. I believe I was not very clear and want to therefore say it again. I'm sorry. Some of you have received already invitations for the next Gora Lila evening, which is was supposed to take place here in the castle on the 3rd of May. But although we tried, my time in this in Germany comes quickly to the end, and the summer months of intensive traveling are before the door, and I can't avoid it. I tried, but it's not possible. I will be in London, but if you are interested to see the Gora Lila, Gora meditations, we will try to broadcast it. We won't have such a talented broadcaster as Ananda Vardhan, but something will be there. It will be, the same time, I think. Same Mayapur TV will, same time, 6:30, 7 o'clock. You will see. Have a good day, come good home, and try to keep Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in your heart. It's very powerful. You may know psychologically, this is coming from a Latin American tradition, the last thought which you have while you are awake travels through a subtle tunnel through the subconsciousness. It comes out in the first thought which you have when you wake up next morning. When you are in stress and you have misery in your mind, this will travel through the subtle tunnel and make your dreams miserable and everything. And then you feel miserable when you wake up. But if you have Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in your thoughts, wow, you have a golden night. And you wake up in a very inspired way. This is an interesting thought which has been also discussed in modern psychology, but it's coming from a very, 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 very old tradition. Therefore, spiritual people know before they go to bed, they spiritualize their consciousness. They always do something. Since time immemorial, in the Bhagavatam is even a verse which chants Kayena Vacha Manasendri Yevaya, and that has good travels through the tunnel of the. Yeah? Good. All the best for you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.